turundusuudised .
It's a rather recent article that comes from MarTech Today, the portal, and states that marketeers are really rushing to adopt different marketing automation platforms, but many of them are really unable to implement it effectively. And they bring out three main reasons for that. For the first, they tell that most of the companies miss the strategy that really reflects the changed buyer behavior, and that's why they don't do the right things. Then for the second, they tell that that there is problem with the weak content that is really not reflecting the buying cycle, personas, nor the needs of the customers. And also they say that the third barrier is poor data quality. So how would you comment this article?
Well, I think there are a lot of valid points in the article. I think in many cases, the technology providers who provide the technology to enable marketing automation, they are the people who are writing the articles, and they are the ones who are basically marketing their own services. And many times marketing professionals are rushing to make use of MailChimp's newest workflow or whatever, but they don't really sit down and just talk. Does it make sense to automate? Is it the best return on investment? In many cases, especially with B2B companies, I don't know why, but in many cases, their other marketing tasks are much more needed than, and in many cases, marketing automation doesn't, it requires know-how, so you have to probably learn a lot of new things. It takes time to set up and so forth. In many cases, for example, we had clients where they could just start an AdWords campaign and get way more, you know, return on investment than implementing a really expensive B2B email automation marketing platform. So I think it's really, really the case that you have to first kind of think about internal company strategy, and you have to first find what are the things that you would want to automate if you could, and then there are tons of different solutions available. So I think in many cases it's just a matter of being just swayed by the hotness of the topic and by, you know, it being very popular and everybody talking about it, but not necessarily understanding how it can benefit your case particularly. But again, e-commerce is a bit of an exception here, because e-commerce, I think, is the industry that truly can make, you know, substantial gains by employing marketing automation, almost any kind. So that's where I would start. But in terms of the article, yeah, I agree. There are a lot of valid points. And I think something that stood to me as an obvious block is that many companies pay for this marketing automation software and then don't really know what to do with them. They don't really have other things like content that is valuable, that it can be used to approach potential customers via email flow or whatever. So yeah, I think it's a good article. There are some very, very good points. And marketing automation doesn't necessarily mean that it's the best way to go forward in terms of marketing, especially for small companies. A simple Facebook advertisement or a paid AdWords advertisement or an SEO optimization of the website can yield far better results.
If I ask so, that let's say that I have a certain amount of money, let's say that I have a lot of money for an Estonian company, let's say I have 10,000 euros, and I have a choice, either to invest into some kind of marketing automation system or to invest into content building. What would you suggest?
Content, always content. always content. Marketing automation stands, you know, far behind content, I think. So marketing automation can help you amplify your content. But if you don't have any good content, you're going to lose on search engine traffic, which is usually the biggest traffic provider. It will be very hard to do paid marketing campaigns because the conversion rate is much, much better when you are advertising something of a value and not just your services. And content also is a brand kind of thing in terms that it helps first impressions and so forth and so forth. So definitely I would spend that money on content. Why? Well, if you think about it, for 10,000 euros, you could write a lot of articles. You can write a lot of white papers. The search engine, you know, visibility benefit alone could be huge. And as I mentioned before, I would think about marketing automation if everything else that is critical to my digital marketing visibility is already taken care of. So that 10,000 I would spend on content without even thinking.
Okay, but let's say I have 20.
20, okay.
1,000 euros.
Yeah, then,
what then?
Then maybe I would spend about 15,000 on the content. 15,000 would allow me to maybe even leverage some video content, I mean, create some video content. And then for the remaining 5,000, I would maybe ask my marketing professionals, you know, people who are in charge of marketing inside my company, to search for ways we can amplify our content. And one of those ways could be marketing automation. So I would build some kind of flow, at least using something like MailChimp marketing automation or something similar. Because for 15,000 euros, you could get a lot of content, I think. So leveraging automation then makes already sense, because you could do drip campaigns, you could do marketing, you can do guides and whatnot. So definitely, yeah. And with case like MailChimp, you know, I wouldn't spend the 5,000. I would spend maybe like, I don't know, like less than 1,000 euro. I would spend the rest 4,000 educating my staff on possibilities of marketing automation, and, you know, generally just would, you know, buy digital marketing courses for them to upgrade their knowledge. Because with that much content, additional knowledge and some basic email marketing automation, for example, I think a lot of things could be achieved.
Do you hear my applaud?
Yes, I heard.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm here applauding you alone, but I really thank you for the valuable insight and making us it crystal clear where to put our money if we have it, and how to get maximum out of it. So thank you a lot, Artem, for this part.